Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon, and we are coming to you live from both of our houses. So,
are we today? Are we live? No, we're not live.
Well, I mean, we're live in our real life right now at the moment.
Yes. Ish. We're live okay. Ish.
So, not live if this is a Monday and the episode dropped on a Monday. No, we're not live. However, we are coming to you from our individual homes.
Yep.
Because we both have extremely busy schedules. As you know, BravoCon, well, this is, you know, airing on a Monday. BravoCon has just happened. However, we're recording prior to leaving for BravoCon.
Do we need to tell them that? Is that their business? That's not their business.
I mean, we just let them know why we might sound a little different. I don't know.
Okay.
If we sound different, if it sounds like we're not in the same room, you know, let them know that we're busy. Also, we need to let them know, I'm sorry, I don't have any BravoCon tea for you. Nothing.
Not yet. But we're gonna spill right. The tea when it's time.
Exactly. Wait until next week. Wait until next Monday. So
for sure.
Anyway, thank you all once again for being here and for listening. We appreciate you all.
Abso-freaking-lutely. And thank you so much for watching season premiere of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Okay.
I'm not as excited as you.
Yes. I understand. This episode was a little Robin heavy.
I'm full disclosure. I was enjoying my peace and quiet. I was enjoying my life inside my little bubble in my house. And now I'm like, okay, everyone's over here judging my life right now and talking about, you know, me and my husband and all of that. So, you know, that's not fun, but
it's okay.
We'll see how long it takes for us to get through that. But yeah, I'm not really enjoying it. And I must say, I was watching the episode on my laptop the other day.
Yeah.
And I usually try to do it in private or when other people are busy and distracted.
Juan Antonio.
Uh-huh. And he happened to walk in to hear you have very opinionated things to say.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. So, are me and Juan on the outs right now?
Maybe.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I had to explain to him, though, that, like, you're doing your job. You can't sit up in front of a, you know, camera and act like ain't nothing happened or whatever. And we're all good. So.
Yes. Yes.
But he was really like. I don't even want to tell you.
We're going to keep it clean over here. Yes. And I don't, and tell Juan, like, the conversation that we had with especially the conversation with Sharice and Ashley was a real conversation. And we love you and we support you and we see where y'all are now and it's all good in the hood. Okay. Right. We're going to move on.
Yes. But just, you know, when you see him.
When I see him, I'm going to give him a hug. Give him a hug or don't give him a hug?
Give him a hug. He's a softie. Okay. Give him a hug. That's all. Just give him a hug.
Okay. All right. So do you have a reasonably shady moment?
I do.
Okay. Let's hear. Okay.
This is great. So this actually is, you are the culprit of this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
So, you know, yesterday I was all excited. I'm watching you on TV. You were on live with Kelly and Mark.
Yeah.
Kelly and Mark. You were on live with Kelly and Mark. That's the first time in 8 seasons of Real Housewives of Potomac was on there. And, you know, you were talking about Potomac, but you were also talking about the podcast. And this is where my reasonably shady moment comes in.
Oh.
Y'all said the podcast like 5 times. Y'all didn't say reasonably shady one time.
No.
Not one time. You were referred to as a podcast host when she introduced you. And then anytime y'all talked about what, you know, stuff that happened on the podcast, it was the podcast,
I effed up.
You never said reasonably shady. I was like,
I effed up. What? And you know what's so crazy,
what
Robin?
What is happening?
I didn't even realize that. Okay, couple things. One, I effed up because I'm not doing my job over here because, you know, I'm a major plug of reasonably shady, reasonably shady.
I was shocked. Exactly. Like, you would say reasonably shady, like, anywhere and everywhere. And I was like, yo, what is going on? And I didn't think that I was going to have to call you and, like, give you a pep talk and tell you, like, make sure you say reasonably shady like 10 times.
Oh, I screwed up. Okay. But before I went out, I had a conversation with the producers and they really wanted me to talk about my tagline. So that was going on in my head. Like, we're going to talk about the tag. Like I'm going to, we're going to do that part, which I knew I had to explain because I knew that the audience did not know my children's names.
Right.
So I had to explain that before. Okay. So I was ready for that. So when I did talk about the podcast, I think I just blanked on that part because I was thinking about the tagline.
Oh my gosh.
And then we didn't even do the tagline.
Your little segment went by so quickly.
Whoosh. It was like whoosh.
First of all, I can't even believe they talked about me wanting to set you up with my landscaper, which by the way, he put his foot in my yard. When you next time you come, you're going to see all my new little, my trees and my bushes and stuff. And so you might consider
going on a date with him because he knows how to work with bushes.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Okay. He put his foot in my yard. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have another thing. I do have a thing to ask before we get to your reasonably shady moment.
Yeah.
So when they introduced you, they said, Kelly said, she's a model, a podcast host, and a real housewife. Can you explain the model part?
I didn't know where that came from. And Robin, I'm telling you, I just went with it. I said, okay, this sounds good to me. I said, what? I said, okay. Y'all didn't give me another title. Thank you.
I said, what?
Yeah. So I heard that. I was like, okay. Because at first when they said model, I was like, well, I thought it was my segment. I thought I was about to walk out. What? who are they talking about? I just went with it.
Oh my God. I said, oh, this is great. This is funny. So
yes.
Hilarious. Anyway, I think Juan is like, he's cool now because he saw you on when he saw you on in the morning, he was like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, that's awesome. That's great. He was cheering for you. So he got over.
Oh, thank you, Juan.
Yeah. He got over the episode.
He calmed down. Okay, good. Okay. My reasonably shady moment. I went to go visit my daughter who is away at college, and it was her homecoming, and she was like, Mommy, I really want you to come.
Nice.
So I said, okay, Grace, I will be there with bells on. So homecoming is like, whew, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is serious business. It's get your mind right. It's the people.
Right.
Okay. So I'm kind of giving, in the nicest way, a little bit of a PSA. Okay. Because I love people that, I love the fact that everybody loves the podcast. Everybody's like, oh, like if somebody says, hey, I'm Potomac, I'm like, yeah. But when they were like, reasonably shady, I'm like, yes. So I was all for that. I was all for all of that.
Nice.
And then over the time that I was gone, anytime I would see somebody, they'd always be like, well, we listen to the podcast and we know you with your kids, so we're going to leave you alone. So it made me think. Have I said a million times when I'm at my kids,
leave me alone.
Happy for you all to leave me alone. Okay. So I appreciate y'all for listening because everybody kind of left me alone and they let it be known that that's why they were leaving me alone.
Oh, that's funny.
However, when I got to the homecoming, people would get excited and they would run up on me and they would grab me. Like grab my arm.
Oh no.
Grab my shoulder. Or just like in excitement, just like, Giselle, can I take a picture? And like grab me.
Oh okay? No. Oh no.
So I just want to say.
Oh no.
If you grab anybody, the natural reaction is to turn around and fight, right? Like a punch or right. Like a hey or like.
Or yeah, know, like defend yourself. Like
it's a little jarring.
Startled. Yeah.
Yes. So after like the fifth time, I was like sweating. I was like, I can't. People are grabbing me. I was feeling a bit violated.
Oh my God.
And I just want to say, I love everybody that loves us.
Yes.
But please.
Yes.
It's the PSA. Just don't grab me. Just roll up on me and be like, hey, right. Let's take a picture.
Excuse me.
I'll be more
me.
Than happy.
Right. Yes. A little tap, a little toot, 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 something.
A little,
maybe.
Hey, girl. Not even a toot, toot, toot. Just
yeah, I don't think I'm about the toot, toot, toot either.
Yes. But let's stay away from the grabby hands. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my. Yeah.
Because it's just a little jarring. It's a little scary. And I want to be as open to any and everybody that loves us, loves the show, loves Reasonably Shady. But yeah, no more touching. No more.
Yeah. And I feel like even if you weren't a public figure, and so say you're at homecoming and one of like your friends from college years ago sees you and they're rolling up on you behind you, it's still very startling for anybody to be like, to grab you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what is happening?
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's my PSA.
Gosh.
Thank you, y'all. So y'all are shady. That y'all... grabbing me? Shady.
Yes, that's very shady.
Okay, so I do want to talk about, because you, I know that you can chime in on this. So last week I took my kid, Kirk Franklin was in town. Woo, woo.
Oh, yes. How was that?
It was fantastic.
Okay.
Like Kirk Franklin, it was like Kirk, Ty, Tamala, and her husband. It was a bunch of people. Israel. Okay. You don't know any of these people.
I mean, I know the names.
You have no clue.
I can't. Yes, I do. I don't know the names of their songs, but
listen,
I know who
it was. It was the reason why I sing. I was all in it. I was singing to the top of my lungs. I was so happy. So I was with my kids.
Yeah.
So I've taken my kids, as you have, to see. Well, we've gone to see Drake. I know recently you went to go see
Lil Baby.
Lil Durk, Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so we left, and the kids was like, "Ma, when we went to go see Drake, it smelled like weed."
Yes.
But at the Kirk Franklin concert, it smells like shea butter. It smells so good in here. Would I tell you?
What?
Listen, my church people got the shea butter all over their body, okay? Because everybody in there smelling like some good old shea butter.
So wait a minute. Were your kids expecting it to smell like weed at a Kirk Franklin concert?
No, but they were blown away by the fact that it smelled so good.
Right.
Okay. Everybody, you know, God's people came ready. They was highly moisturized.
Okay? Oh my gosh.
Highly moisturized.
That is hilarious. Yes, can I, we didn't even talk about our experience. I didn't know you went to Drake. I thought you said you were a gold.
I went to, I went to Drake, not this time, but the last time.
Years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about my experience at Little Baby. I literally, my stomach was upset from the amount of weed in the air. You know, it was like, I just felt nauseous. I was like, oh my gosh, this is too much. Like,
yes,
I get it's legal, but damn.
But calm down, right?
Yes.
Just calm down.
Like,
or how about this? Take an edible. Okay.
That too. Oh,
yeah.
My stomach, I was nauseous, but.
But did the kids enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that was, Carter couldn't go. He was still on crutches. But Corey had a great time. He took his little female friend.
Okay.
She had a great time. He definitely, when I asked him, you know, which one he enjoyed more, Little Baby or Beyonce.
Okay.
You know, of course, the answer was Little Baby, but that was only because he knows all of Little Baby's songs. So Beyonce, he enjoyed the entertainment value of Beyonce. He just don't know the songs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. But he recognized that Beyonce did her thing.
Okay. Speaking of songs, and I'm glad they posted this news. Did you see Janet Jackson and Jermaine Dupri? So Janet and Jermaine were at a party together. They were sitting kind of like extremely close.
Oh.
Ashanti and Nelly were there.
Right.
And I'm here for this.
This is like throwback relationships. So wait, are we saying that they are maybe dating Janet Jackson
kinda,
and Jermaine Dupri? That they're
that's
like,
kind of how it looked.
Were they cozy?
They looked comfortable.
Okay.
They looked comfortable. Yeah, okay. Maybe not cozy. And Janet posted it. So it's kind of like Janet was putting it out there.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All
right. I'm here for it. I just want y'all to know if Ashanti and Nelly can do it, so can Janet and Jermaine Dupri.
I agree. And I feel like when people, you know, when you're in a relationship, when you're really young, like they were at that time, and it's, you know, a whole lot of hoopla going on, you know, they probably actually really had chemistry. They really enjoyed being together, but for whatever reason, didn't work out because it's just so much outside noise. And then now, as they both of those couples are getting older, they're like, okay, now it's time to kind of change my lifestyle, to settle down, to go back to the person that really made me happy and I was comfortable with. So maybe that's where they are in their lives. So
yeah, I'm here for
we'll
that.
We'll see. Okay.
We shall see. We shall see.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it. And I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Now, I wanted to tell, because I always tell you guys when there's something that I watch that I super like. Have you seen that new movie with Jamie Foxx?
So I've seen the trailer for it. And I actually, it's funny, years ago, I was familiar with Willie. You're talking about Willie Gary, the lawyer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So Willie Gary and my father were both in the same social men's group. Okay. So we would go to like conferences, what they call them, conclaves in different cities and stuff.
Yeah.
And
nice.
And I just remember everyone being like, oh, that man is like really, really rich. Like it was just like... Yeah, like, oh, there's Willie Gary. He's like one of the richest black people.
Okay.
So anyway, I have not watched the movie, but I'm very familiar with who the man that Jamie Foxx is playing, which is Willie Gary and his story. So, but I've not watched it yet.
I'm trying to remember what the name of the movie is called. I think it's called The Burial, maybe?
The Burial.
All of y'all that don't know who I am, my name is Willie Gary.
Willie Gary.
Willie Gary.
William Gary.
Never heard of him.
Litigation is war. It's a battle. Bam! And I'm not talking about no bullshit either. I'm talking about some Jean-Claude Van Damme ass-kicking shit.
It's fantastic. And even if you know his story, Willie Gary's story.
Yeah,
it's
The Burial.
Like, The Burial. Okay.
Okay.
It's on Prime. Jamie Foxx did an amazing job. So definitely put that on your things to do. It's on Amazon. It's great. This is after, of course, you have downloaded or, what do you call that thing? DVR'd The Real Housewives of Potomac.
And you've judged my life.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So a couple things about Kim K. Like Kim K is doing it all. She's securing all the bags.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. She's securing bags. We're going to get to the bag, the real one. Is she really securing a bag with a freaking nipple bra?
Okay.
Is she? I was, okay. I got an email because I've purchased from Skims before, so I get their marketing emails. And I could not believe what I was reading. I was like, I have seen it all. They literally are selling a bra with freaking nipples, like,
yeah,
with your high beams on, and it's so crazy. Because I get padded bras specifically to cover up my high beams.
Right. Okay. So I was actually with Charlamagne. Shout out to The Breakfast Club and Envy. And I asked them, is that a turn on for a man?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, if you're in the bedroom and it's about to be get popping.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no. Let's say you're walking 7-Eleven or right. You know, you're going to Target, and they're like, no, that's not a turn on.
Right.
So I don't know if Kim missed the mark here.
Yeah, it's just I'm very curious to see. I'm curious to see the sales on that bra.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like maybe not for them. I will say honestly, like, so this is TMI, you guys. But,
yeah.
You know, this will give do it to us podcast. My high beams are always on. OK.
How is that possible? I thought it was only when it's cold outside.
No, it's mine are always on. That's why I have to wear padded bras all the time. So Juan loves my high beams, and he's just like, he's like, why are you covering them up? Why are you covering them up? So
he's like, bring me them high beams, yeah. Baby.
He's like, you don't need to cover them up. You don't need to wear a padded bra. And I'm like, I do. It's not appropriate for me to be out and my high beams are on. And he was like, no. He's like, don't wear those padded bras. So he like likes
throws them away.
No, you don't. Hell no. But. But he thinks it's like, I think for him, because it's me, like, he finds it sexy. If okay. He were to see me walking around without my nipples covered up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. So that's actually what Charlamagne said, like, in the bedroom.
But no, for him, it's like, okay, if we were out, say we went okay. to a basketball game, he would be okay with my high beams being on.
Yeah, I need for men to email us, okay?
Yeah.
I need to know, is this sexy? Is this you want your woman to cover it up when she's out? And this is only for the bedroom? Like, let us know.
Right.
Because we're getting conflicting reports.
Yes. But also it's like, why would a woman, I guess this is going along with like, well, it's not even the same thing as a BBL. Because at least when you get the BBL, like, you still, once you take your clothes off, you still have a fat ass. But here it's like, you're like tricking men. You're over here putting on a bra with high beams, and then you get in the bedroom and they're like silver dollars. Like, what? That's crazy. That's trickery. That is trickery.
Not silver dollars.
Yes. That's trickery.
The men have to let us know.
Yeah.
It makes no difference. Well, let me say this. I'm not going to put a bra on that has showing nipples. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right. But if your nipples were like, but would you want to cover your nipples up if they were high beams?
Yes. And yes. I have girls and I tell them, go put on some nipple covers, go put on a bra, go put something on.
Yes.
Yes. That's not appropriate.
That was insane. I could not believe my eyes. Okay. However, she is getting to the bag with this NBA partnership, which
she is.
First of all, the men's line, number one, which I've read. So she released the men's line and they said they were selling like $1 million a minute.
A minute. Okay. A like, minute. But
how many minutes were we counting? I need to know how many minutes that was. Please tell me it was like 2 minutes.
Okay.
And we were sold out.
Let's be clear. Like, her stuff is very good.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even hate on it. I mean, and you know, we've asked on Reasonably Shady for her to send us some. Kim, please. We'd be more than happy to talk about it even further. But you know, I can only imagine how soft it feels for the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's the material is so soft and buttery, and they probably want that on their delicate skin.
Oh, yes. Yes. I would definitely try it for the men in my house. I would definitely try them out. And then she took it a step further and has a partnership with the NBA, which is
and
like,
the WNBA.
And the WNBA, which is genius.
And USA Basketball.
Yes, which is genius.
Genius. Like,
genius.
Kim, get all the bags, okay?
Yes.
Get all the bags. Let me tell you who's not getting the bags. Madame Trousseau. Okay.
The wax place?
Yes. Because lately, The wax figures have failed. Okay. Have you seen Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
The Rock. He was your complexion.
He looked crazy. Okay. That did not look like it. Who was that?
Right.
That did not look like him.
And then Lil Wayne. Have you seen Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne said, that D-A-T, shit ain't me. He said, that shit ain't me.
I want to tell, it actually is you, Lil Wayne. You are creepy looking.
He's extra looking. I don't think he's creepy. I think he's extra.
Well, that thing was extra looking. That thing was Lil Wayne. Oh, okay. No, it looked like a little boy version of him. Like Lil Wayne's looked like a little boy.
Yes. And it looked like it was too short. I think, like, I saw the whole thing and it looked a little too short.
Well, he is short.
It was not good.
Yeah.
No. Have you stood next to him?
I've stood close enough to know that he's very short.
Okay.
But okay. I don't know how, I mean, but it still did look like a little boy. Like, it looked like a little boy version of what Lil Wayne really looks like. But yes, they need to go back to the drawing board. But like, can you imagine how long those things take to make?
And you would think that the person that they're doing has a little bit of say, a little bit of input.
Right.
So like I don't know how it works, but if they did have a little bit of input, you would think that they wouldn't come out looking like that.
Right.
They would come out better.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So Reasonably Shady is going to get our own wax.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Maybe Baltimore. There's a Blacks and Wax in Baltimore.
Does it still exist? Do you think it's still open?
Listen, Jamal's dad had one.
Okay.
Yes, and it was a big to-do.
Yes, okay? That is a big to-do. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so up. Robin, this is for you.
Yes.
This is in the world is, we live life according to Robin, okay? Because psychologists say that people who put their Christmas decorations up earlier are happier.
Happier, I saw that.
What did you think when you saw that?
Well, so, you know, I don't know if you know this. Sometimes I put them up early and sometimes I put them up very late.
Well, however, last year you put them up very early.
Very early. However, I will say when you put them up early, you do feel happier. You do feel like more joyous when you like walk in your house and it's like all the lights and, you know, all the decorations and stuff. So yes. I won't say that they are happier people in general. I will say it makes them happier. You know what I'm saying?
Does it make your kids happier? Does it make Juan happier?
Yes, they all love it. They love it. They love it.
So what are we
like
doing
they,
this
they
year?
They get upset, especially like the kids. Like when I'm dragging my feet on putting the decorations up, they're literally like, what's happening? Like, when are we putting the decorations up?
Right. Okay, so Thanksgiving is approaching.
Uh-huh.
Let's get a date here. When are we throwing up these Christmas decorations?
Okay, so I threw away my tree from last year.
Hallelujah, because it wasn't it broke.
It was like the lights were all funky and I couldn't go through trying to fix them and stuff.
Okay.
So I am so torn on what to get. I have not, and I want to get multiple trees. So I haven't purchased my new tree yet.
Okay.
So today's October 31st. So when I do, it'll go like right up. Okay. So I think, gosh, this is going to end up being, I'm about to drag my feet on it because we got to go to BravoCon. All right. I'm going to say by next
BravoCon
week.
BravoCon should not stop you.
It will. It will. Cause you know, I can't do multiple things at once. I got business stuff to do. I got to put a weave in. I got to like, you know, pack. Oh my God. You know, it's going to take me 8 days to pack and BravoCon is in like 4 days.
Right. So, okay. Wait. Before we even talk about packing, how many suitcases are you bringing? Because Robin, if you bring two suitcases for 3 days, I'm going to talk about you very badly.
Okay. So I don't really think I'm going to need that much stuff because one, I'm not going to have to bring my hair or makeup stuff because our glam artist will be there.
Wait, so speaking of makeup, have you talked to Carly?
Yeah, she texted me.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we need to work on our timing because we both have the same
stuff.
We had to be the same places at the same time.
Okay.
But you're early bird, so she can start you first.
Oh. But I got business in Vegas. I might need a little rest. We'll talk about this later. Moving forward.
Anyway.
Yes.
BravoCon. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to overdo it because it's like we don't need that many outfits. It's like 3 days of outfits.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be a big one and a smaller one for like shoes and accessories.
I think you can fit everything in one suitcase.
All right, we'll see. Okay. I'm going to try my best.
That's the
challenge.
I'm
not going to overdo it. It is a challenge.
Everybody, that's the challenge. Okay, speaking of challenges, okay, Kamala Harris, we haven't talked about her in a while. My sore
boy. We have not.
Who's the vice president of the United States of America?
Yes. Did we
Kamala
forget?
Kamala Babes. I don't want to say we forgot about her. I'm just saying she has been quiet. What has she been doing? Anyway, she says that there is no doubt, when I tell you no doubt, that they will win the 2024 presidential election. Mm. She said, I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Okay.
But we will win.
Okay.
What else she going to say? We going to lose?
Why is she so confident?
I'm confused why we are even making this statement. Like, no one says they're going to lose. Like, she's like, we're going to win. It's going to be hard, but we're going to pull through. Well, of course you're going to say that. I'm confused.
Well, you better say that. Otherwise, yes! You're a big dummy. If you like sit there and you're like, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
However, in her mind, she's probably like, we got some work to do.
They better hit the road. I mean, I would think, okay, this is 2023. I would think that they would be hitting the road like now.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're hitting the road.
No. I feel like they're being very quiet. Yeah, it's like we don't realize that there's an election in a year, a primary in a year, right?
Literally 365 days.
Yeah. I would think it would be like they would be really hitting us with election stuff. I don't know. It's very strange. Unless they think it's in the bag, like she said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I appreciate Kamala Harris' announcement. Wasn't necessary, but I appreciate it.
Wait, that was an announcement? She just randomly was like,
she was doing an interview and she was just like letting the people know, like, we gonna win.
Yeah.
We definitely gonna win. It's gonna be hard. What are we going to pull through? Speaking of pulling through.
Yeah.
And the man, Magic Johnson. Oh. Can we get a little? He is now the second former athlete, that is a $1 billion man.
Billionaire.
With a B.
That's amazing.
A B.
That is amazing.
What?
And his story is like so impressive. Just from, you know, how his career ended with his HIV diagnosis.
Right.
And instead of him like going away and disappearing and woe is me type of situation, he really turned that situation into something he probably actually never imagined in his life. Like,
no,
you know, it was unfortunately the fact him contracting HIV was unfortunate, but him being forced to stop playing basketball, it forced him to pivot and to do other things.
Wait a minute. He had to stop playing. Well, he didn't have to stop playing when he had got HIV. I thought they just decided, wait a minute, what happened?
No. He, especially back then, there were so many unknowns surrounding the virus. And so, you know, it was okay. If he say he had an open wound, then that, you know, the blood transmission to someone else would be dangerous. So I think they felt like it was too dangerous for him to play basketball back then.
So how long did he... So that's when he retired?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He ended up playing in the Olympics after his diagnosis. But his career was pretty much done when he announced that he contracted HIV.
And they said, you know what? I would love to ask him, because I know he's been very vocal about taking medication to suppress the, I guess it's the blood, whatever white blood
The white count.
Like, yeah, all that. Yeah. Like, what's up with that? Does he still have to take the drugs? Are there new drugs that have been formulated to help better?
Yeah.
Like, is it out of your system? I guess it doesn't ever leave your system. But, like, he seems... When I look at him, I don't think about HIV at all.
Mm-mm. I think the drugs are... Because I'm familiar kind of with other people who are in the same scenario. And I think the drugs are so effective that... You can't even, that the virus is undetectable if you stay, yeah, if you stay on the drugs and do your, you know, you stay compliant and do what you're supposed to do, then the virus is undetectable.
That
which
is
awesome.
Absolutely incredible.
Isn't that awesome? I wish they could find a drug that would do that with cancer, but they haven't done that yet. You know?
I think that they have something. They just, well, I don't want to say they don't want to give it out.
Right. It's a money thing.
It's a money. It's a, something got funny with the money. Something's funny with the money.
I know. I've had those thoughts too. Like, oh, I'm sure there's something, but it's the money with that keeps all that going. But anyway, so that's pretty much when his NBA career ended. So he pivoted really quickly and started, you know, opening his movie theaters and buying franchises and doing all that type of stuff. And look at him now. He's a billionaire. Like
he's a billionaire. And he's got that big old yacht that him and Cookie and their friends ride around the Mediterranean in the summer times, and feel free to call me and Robin. We'd love to go. we'd love to hang out. But like, no, I mean, it's such a great story.
Yes. No, that's awesome. That's amazing.
Yes,
I would,
for sure.
I would love to just like learn from him because I think he just has so much business knowledge.
Yes. And just to like, you know, drop some gems. As a matter of fact, with that whole thing on TikTok about, you know, would you take $500,000 or have a conversation with Jay-Z? I think more so Magic Johnson than a conversation with Jay-Z. No shade to Jay, but you know what I'm saying? Like Magic has his stuff, I feel, more diverse. Like he's into everything.
It's more diverse, and it's not like, okay, Jay-Z was already in the music biz, and so it was easy for Jay-Z to parlay, you know, his career into something bigger within the music industry. You know, it's kind of similar when people come to us and like, oh, I want to start a podcast and I'm so inspired by you guys. And I'm like, that's awesome. I really appreciate that people are inspired by us, but we already had a platform to get us started. Yes. You know, we were, the Black Effect took a chance on us because we already had a platform. And so we're not your typical, you know, podcast startup story. Where people like literally start from ground zero and nobody knows who they are. So with Magic Johnson, him going into business from playing in the NBA, he's learned a lot. He's had to learn a lot. He's had to fail a lot. He's had to, you know, meet all types of people that are going to help him make stuff happen. So I would definitely sit down with Magic Johnson instead of taking the $500,000. Now, if you ask me, okay, do I want to sit down with Jay-Z or take $500,000? Like, y'all know, we love Jay-Z in this house. My children are named after Jay-Z. But give me the $500,000, y'all.
I'm like, taking the money and running.
I ain't that much of a fan. Give me the money. I'll go watch a, what's that series? Masterclass. Have you ever seen Masterclass?
Did he do one?
He might have. If he did it, he's going to do one eventually. I will take my $500,000 and spend $100 to watch a masterclass.
Well, Jay said spend $10.99 on his album, on a blueprint.
Right.
Oh, if you listen to the blueprint,
and it has all
there.
The answers. All the answers are there. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Brightside.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
But speaking of the yacht that Magic hasn't invited us on, Magic, we're still waiting for our invitation. There's a little report out that says that the perfect length of, and you know, this is really for me because I take a lot of vacations. I like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I tell Robin, like, I'll be back in 15 days. And Robin's like, what?
I'm like, that's
what
insane.
What are you talking about?
You are nuts. You are insane. Out of your mind. What? You can stay in hotels for that long? Ugh. Like, I cannot.
I'm bopping from hotel to hotel.
So you can, oh, okay. You can live out your bags, all that. Okay.
Oh, well, I'm about to ask you a question. Okay. So this little report says the perfect length of time to be on vacation is 8 days. Okay. So health and wellness levels rise rapidly while on vacation, but they peak on the 8th day and they return to baseline within your first week back, no matter how long you're gone. So they're basically saying, get your 8 days and then mm-hmm. come on back home. Because if you don't, you're going to be stressed out.
Okay.
After the 8 days.
Okay. I guess they're saying like after 8 days, it's like, no, it's not going to get any better. Right?
No.
So they're saying like 8 days is enough. But what are you doing in the 8 days? Like I think in the 8 days, I need to like lay out by the pool, go, you know,
yes.
get into the pool, and then you go and do your like couple days of sightseeing, and then
yes.
you come back and you lay out by the pool. I can say
yes.
so for me, 8 days is still too much. It's too much.
Okay, so what's your max? What's your like, okay, this is a long vacation.
Five
what?
Days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first of all, they said the key to vacations is to take a lot of shorter ones, like not longer than 8 days. So take a lot of them,
okay.
but just don't make it longer than 8 days. 5 days,
like
it depends on where you're going. Let's say you're traveling far away. And one day is just travel time. So then you only have 3 days because you got to fly home. And that's a total of five.
Okay. So the travel days don't count.
Okay. So that's 7 days.
Oh, that's too much. Oh, that's way
too much. Okay. So when we went to France three. We went to France season three. Uh-huh. We were gone for like a week.
We were gone for a long time, but that's a different scenario. Like
we're working.
Yeah, we're working. We're staying busy. I probably could have used one day less.
Well, we all could have. Okay. I could have used 7 days less. Yeah. Okay.
Because, I mean, even sometimes I feel like we, like by the last day, there's like nothing else for us to film. Even it's like we film all day, but y'all don't even see the footage because like we've already covered everything there is to cover. So yeah, I think that trip was definitely like one day too long. But okay. So two travel days. All right. If we're saying, I'm going to say, three. I'm going to say six then.
6 days max.
Six days max.
You don't want to. So what if we're going to Africa? If we're going to Australia? If we're going to Asia?
Okay.
It's a 24-hour flight.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to need for you to get it together.
I'm going to suck it up.
Okay. Suck it up, sucker. Suck it up. Because we out here, we going to be traveling. Okay. I do want to let you know that there's a new, I guess, device that the Japanese have come up with that can interpret your dreams to you when you wake up.
Mm.
And so I was reading about this and I was thinking about it and I was like, do I want to know my dreams?
Okay.
Do you want to know your dreams?
I don't. I really don't.
I don't think I do either.
I don't. Actually, I just had one today.
A dream during the day? Was this a nap?
Okay. Full disclosure.
Full disclosure. Uh-huh.
It's the time of the month.
Okay.
And it's very draining for me. And so I had to get some shut eye. So yes.
Okay.
So during my daytime nap today, I dreamt I was at a basketball game and Usher was hugged up behind me, whispering all types of sweet nothings in my ear. What's that mean? Because I'm not an Usher fan.
Not Usher? Not the Usher?
Yes, the Usher.
Take your woman, Usher?
Yes. We were at the basketball game, so we couldn't really be doing anything, but he was
So was Juan coaching the game?
We were like there together. So, okay, it was like Coppin was playing. But Juan was not coaching Coppin.
No, he's not. No shade. No, he's not. What is Coppin's record this season without Juan?
I don't think they started
yet.
They're about to start.
Okay.
But it was like so weird. But I'm like, I'm not even an Usher fan. Like I like Usher's music, but Usher don't do it for me. So like, what does that mean?
Me either.
Yeah.
I don't know. So if you can interpret that.
I don't need to. Like, cause whatever the interpretation is going to be like, it's going to be like something random, like, oh, you like apples or something. Like, it's going to be like, it's going to be so stupid. So, speaking of electronic devices or whatever, technology, did you know that Apple has a feature? And I guess this is on the new, you got to update your iPhone.
Okay.
To tell you if you've been looking at your screen too closely. So it's like to protect your eyesight.
Okay.
So I activated it. And I'm sick of it. Like, I want it to leave me alone. Okay.
What do you mean? What is it? Does it start beeping?
A screen cut, like your screen goes off and then something comes on the screen that says your iPhone is too close. Pull it back.
What?
So I have to like pull it back and then I have to hit not until it's far enough away. Then the button that says continue pops up. Then I hit continue.
No way.
Yes. But it's like crazy. I'm like, holy shit, do I need glasses or something? Because the where it wants me to hold my iPhone is a little too far.
Well, but, I mean, it's like they're the phone police or something.
Well,
they're like the screen police.
I guess, you know, I mean, I think they have a obligation to worry about our health, you know, because they can get sued for all types of different things. So that's part of our health, you know, our eyesight, especially when you're using these devices for years and years and years. So I was like, oh, that is great. I read about it. I was like, that is a great feature. But yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm like,
can you deactivate it?
I can, but I'm still trying to like do what's best for my eyes. Like, for example, you know, you should wear the blue light blocker glasses, which yes, I do true. Sometimes. I kind of forget. Okay. But I mean, I think there is a concern because cell phones, especially these types of phones, iPhones, smartphones, they haven't been around long enough for us to really see the long-term effect on them. Like, for example, yeah. like the people who are in their 80s, 90s now, like, okay, my parents, my father's 84. Yes, he has an iPhone, but he doesn't look at it or use it like we do. So,
right. Right.
So there is concern, okay, in 40 years from now, what's my eyesight going to be like? What's my brain going to be like? Like, how much effect do these phones have on us when we literally are on our phones?
All the time.
What?
I hate to be the bearer of the bad news, but you're on the decline, sis. Like,
I <you're> know.
you're on the other side of the half. Like, it's downhill for you.
I know. So I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to make it worse by looking at my phone too closely.
This is true.
And then for
this
the people true. Like my kids, they need that on because, you know, I don't want, they have more time with their smart devices than we did. And that's going to affect, how is that going to affect them long term? They're going to be worse off than we are.
Right, right. Well, have you seen the statistic? There's a statistic out that talks about how long you're on the phone based off of who you are. Okay.
Okay.
So if it's a conversation, and these are stats.
Yeah.
Stats don't lie.
Yeah.
A boy-to-boy conversation.
Oh, I saw this.
It's typically 59 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, it's not even a minute.
Yeah, I agree.
Boy to mother is 50 seconds. So Corey's talking to you for 50 seconds, maybe 30.
I don't even agree seconds. With that. Yeah, give me 30.
Okay. Okay. So boy to dad is 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Boy to girl is an hour and 23 minutes.
I agree with that.
Yes, okay.
Corey stays on FaceTime with his little friend. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't saying nothing.
They ain't saying nothing. Girl to girl, 5 hours and 29 minutes. That's me and Robin.
It is. It is.
We be on the phone for hours talking about nothing.
Yep.
We are talking about nothing.
And then we hang up and then we call each other back again and talk about more nothing.
Okay. So this is a mom to a married daughter. Okay, she's married.
Uh-huh.
They're talking for 10 hours and 50 minutes. Okay. Because at that point in time, your daughter understands life. Okay?
Right.
Because she's married. She's probably got some kids. So it's like, okay, they got a whole
right,
lot to talk
especially
about.
The kids and all that. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's hilarious.
So wife to husband. 14 missed calls. Okay. They're not even answering the damn phone.
Right.
They're like, I ain't talking to you.
Right.
You ain't talking to me.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I saw that. I cracked up.
I was dying laughing.
Because so
this
funny.
Is true.
It's so true. It's so true. However, because these boys, it's so great. When I call Corey, he literally has already said, when I call him, he'll answer the phone before the phone actually like connects. Do you know what I'm saying?
Huh? Like it's in his hand. So he sees your name and he just answers.
So he answers it, but it's weird. Like he already says hello before I can hear him say hello. Do you know what I'm
okay.
saying?
So yes, it's
like, he's not even waiting for like the half second to like pick the phone up. It's just like,
right.
And so then, so he says hello before it actually connects. And then I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for him to say hello, but he already said hello. Like, I'm just saying, my boy
So that
is,
takes 10, wait a minute, that takes 10 seconds. So y'all got a good 40 seconds after that before that boy hangs up on you.
I'm just saying, the phone etiquette is horrible with these kids. They don't, and they just want to FaceTime. They don't even want to talk. They don't want to make a regular phone call. They want to FaceTime
right.
everybody, which is crazy.
I feel like boy to mom is like a text conversation. Like, cause like, what are y'all really talking about? Right.
Right. Ma, can you send me some Apple Pay? Whatever.
Yeah. So yeah. It's really a text situation.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we, if I get ever get married again, I have nothing to look forward to. he will not be answering my calls. Okay. Just saying. All right. So we're going to see, Rob, this is a litmus test to see how good you are as a person.
Okay? Oh, shit.
So the church accidentally cashed at the church accidentally cashed at you $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sending it back?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, why? Why?
Because I am not, that karma is going to come back to me. No.
Okay.
The church? What? You know, God knows what happened. You know, that was a test. God was testing me. Oh, no. That is going back. Like,
instantly. Let's say nobody was ever going to find out. You believe God knows, and there's karma.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's going back.
Yeah. No, I think I would have to send it back too. I might keep it for a day and then send. Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. This has happened to me. So I ordered something. I'm not going to say the outlet. I mean, the store. Uh-huh. Might have been Saks, but I ordered something and I got it.
Uh-huh.
And with it came another box of stuff I did not order. Mm. This is recent.
Mm-hmm.
So me being like, okay, this is not cool. And I want this person. Because mm-hmm. this person wore a size 34 shoe. I wear a 40,
a
41.
A 34? That's like a size 4?
35 shoe. 35. That's
so
a
that's
size.
A very small shoe. That's a 5.
Okay, it's a 5. And I'm like, clearly this isn't for me or my kids, because my kids got some big old feet.
Right.
Okay? So I sent it back. I just sent it to them.
Yeah.
And I think I even sent a note like, not mine or something.
Yeah.
They sent it back. I got it today.
What?
So I don't even know what to do at this point. I'm keeping it. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with these shoes. Okay, so fine. I'm not really being honest. Okay, it was shoes in there and a Louis Vuitton wallet. So,
Wait, did you keep the wallet?
Right now I have everything. I don't know what to do.
So wait, you sent it back to Louis Vuitton not Louis Vuitton. You sent it back to Saks or you sent it back to the customer? Did it have the customer's name on it?
It came to me. No, it was kind of, no, it had nobody's name on it. It said to Giselle Bryant.
What?
It wasn't a gift from anybody. Because Cal sometimes has sent me, Cal sometimes he sends me stuff for him. Uh-huh. Or like he's sent me wrong things in the past. I call Cal. I'm like, Cal's like, I don't know what's that about. That's not me. So I'm like, okay. So do I keep the wallet?
At this point, you sent it back and they sent it again?
And they sent it back to me.
Yeah, keep it.
The wallet's going to be a Christmas gift. If whoever gets a wallet, just know I ain't pay for it. But it's a nice wallet.
And
maybe
we'll
give it to our producer, Taylor. Carly. We can give it to Carly.
Right, there we go. Look, she will not object, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yes. So see, when you do the right thing, is that a blessing? Was I blessed by this?
You'll be blessed with something else. Right.
I will.
You'll be blessed.
You think?
But that was like, okay, you told me to keep that planter from CMB.
Yes, I did. I did.
And I did.
And I did. So did they.
And I did.
And you did. Do you want to say it one more time? You did?
And I did.
Listen, the Crate and Barrel police are coming after Robin Dixon. Okay.
But wait, we put out a poll. I forgot to talk about this. We put out a poll on Reasonably Shady to see like if the people would have kept it.
Uh-huh.
Let me read you the results. And then we gotta go because I gotta start packing. I said, would you have kept the extra planter? 75% said yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So they sent you the money back, right? So
no,
like,
I didn't pay for it. No, it was, they sent me two. I ordered one.
Oh, by accident. Okay.
And they sent me two. And I was going to send it back. And Juan was like, no, I'll keep that. So
of course, Juan.
So I kept it. And then we polled the followers on our Reasonably Shady Instagram. And 75% of the people said they would have kept it. So I don't feel guilty. It wasn't my fault.
I don't either. So I'm.
However, I'm not keeping $10,000 from the church. I'm not.
No. So do as we say, not as we do. Is that what we're telling the people? Do as we do. Do as we do and do as we say. just do it, damn it. We're out of here.
Just do what you want.
Listen, don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady. We love you guys so much.
Or both. Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.